News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 35 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss. Produced on the 26th of August 2023.
And in this edition, talking labels, RNIB's Bookshare scheme, using number pads by touch alone, braille readers and support with accessible tech, and all in under 10 minutes.
Talking labels can be used to identify items around the home. They're self-contained voice recorders and you can record your voice straight onto them to identify what something is in your own words. For example, a can of food. They can also be used to leave a message for someone, a kind of audio post-it note on the fridge if you like, or you could leave yourself a note.
Shopping list, 28th of February. Eggs, milk, bread, orange juice, toilet rolls.
Shopping list. 28th of February. Eggs, milk, bread, orange juice, toilet rolls.
Cobalt Systems sells its own one, a mainly black circular device with a diameter roughly the same as that of a typical can of food, with a record button on the side and a large playback button on the top in the centre. It can attach to a metal surface using the built-in magnet pad on the underside. The recorded message can be up to 10 seconds long, and the last message recorded stays on the device even when the battery is flat or removed. These cost £5.99 each and they're powered by a single CR2016 lithium battery, which is included. Further details are available from Cobalt by phoning them on 01493 700172. That's 01493 700172. Or by emailing sales@cobalt.co.uk. By the way, the RNIB also sells these types of audio labels. Theirs are called talking tins, so you could contact them as well to compare.
InfoSound.
With the new academic year upon us, for adults as well as for children and students, you might be interested to hear that RNIB runs a free Bookshare scheme, which supports those who can't access print by providing a sizeable collection of accessible textbooks and materials to support the UK curriculum from early years to adult education. This free service, which can be accessed by teachers, students and parents, has a range of accessible formats. Books can be read electronically or, says RNIB, adapted to suit how an individual is most comfortable reading. It's usually the teaching institution, school, college, university, sensory support team, adult learning centre, that joins the RNIB Bookshare scheme. So if you're wanting to start studying something soon, it's worth talking to wherever that's happening and telling them about this if they don't already know. And if there's likely to be a delay going through the normal channels, RNIB will set up individual members to join the scheme direct. And the email address for more details is bookshare@rnib.org.uk. bookshare@rnib.org.uk. Or you can always phone RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999 to register your interest.
InfoSound.
Number pads and keypads are such an everyday part of life these days, aren't they? But of course, the numbers and the star and hash key they can also have on them may well be virtually unusable to many vision impaired people. Fortunately, Anita Plant from the Partially Sighted Society joining us now. There's a totally tactile way to know which button is which number, isn't there? And we're not just talking about phone keypads, I think.
No, it should be on all keypads. So it should be on the card machine when you're taking money out of a cash machine. On the five, there should be a tactile little bump, little dot. On phone keypads, on those card reader machine keypads, you know, if you're putting your card in, you've asked to put your number in if you're in a supermarket and so on. Most keypads, all keypads should have it.
Now, knowing it's there is great. How to use it, though, when using the other 11 or whatever it is keys on the keypad or number pad, is that easy?
Well, that little dot on that number 5 is your home key, your like orientation to the keypad. So the technique is that you find that number 5 with your middle finger. And then your first finger goes on the number 4, your middle finger on number 5, which has got the dot, and your third finger on number 6. So keeping those fingers in that position, you move your first finger up 1 for the number 1. You can move it back down to the number 4 and down 1 for the number 7. You then come back to your number 5, the middle key. Then you move up 1 for number 2, down 1 back to the number 5 with the dot, down 1 for number 8, and down again to the 0, and then back to the home key, the number 5. And your third finger is on the 6, so that would go up 1 for the number 3, back to the number 6, down 1 to the number 9.
And of course, that's a totally tactile technique. So for someone with no vision at all or very little residual vision, this is a technique that will work for anyone.
Absolutely. And that's the idea of it. It is a sort of a no vision technique. It can also help if you can't really feel that little dot clearly on the number 5, is to actually put a bump on it. So you've got a real nice big raised tactile bump on that number 5.
Good. Another use for the good old bump on. Thanks very much indeed, Anita.
Okay, thank you.
InfoSound.
Humanware, the company that specialises in higher-end tech solutions for blind and partially sighted people to make, for example, computers more easily accessible, has just announced their latest, what's called Key Soft Light update for their Brailliant BIX and Mantis Q40 electronic braille displays. They've now made it easier and quicker to connect these devices to a computer by removing the need to set up the USB connection each time it's plugged in. Without going into the details of this particular update here and now, it did seem like a good time to mention these braille displays, which, among very many other functions, can provide what a sighted person sees on a computer screen as a strip of braille, which is refreshable. This means the braillist doesn't need to move their fingers from line to line to read, just along a single line of braille cells that are mechanically changing under their fingertips as they read. There can be anything from 18 to 80 braille cells in the line. Braille readers can now be linked to mobile phones and tablets and can be used in a variety of other ways. And although this sort of technology is not cheap, although sometimes grants may be available to help towards the costs, especially if being used for work, it is regarded as a versatile way to continue to use braille reading skills with the latest technology. And should you be interested in finding out more about braille readers, Humanware is one place you can go, and they can be phoned on 01 933 415 800. That's 01 933 415 800, or emailed at eu.sales@humanware.com.
InfoSound.
Now, before we go, just a quick thought. If we ever mention any type of technology that maybe has been designed especially for blind and partially sighted people, and you're thinking to yourself, what on earth are they talking about? You can always get in touch with RNIB's Technology for Life team, who can tell you more. You might be wanting to find out about smart mobile phones and apps and the like, or, as we've just heard, about electronic braille readers. We've also mentioned a voice recorder. And from time to time, we might talk about navigation devices, many designed with all speech or tactile controls. There's more and more of this type of technology coming onto the market, and more mainstream technical devices are being adapted to be accessible to someone living with sight loss. So if you feel you'd like some guidance, the RNIB's Technology for Life team can be phoned via the National RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or if you do use email, they can be emailed at tfl@rnib.org.uk.
And that brings us to the end of this 35th edition of the weekly Info Shorts Bulletin from InfoSound. So, until next week, goodbye, and thanks very much for listening. InfoSound.